Now, the rest of the story. It's almost certain that you have never heard of Robert Southey. Nobody would have been more disappointed by your ignorance than Robert Southey. One biographer described him as exceedingly self-confident. Matter of fact, Robert Southey saw himself as a dominating figure in the England of his day, believed that he would be remembered as one of the greatest driving forces in all English literary history. But the fact is, he's been relegated to virtual anonymity. Despite his distinguished service as his nation's poet laureate, I mean the king's own poet, despite an impressive literary output that includes some of the most ponderous epics of the 19th century, and so follows some posthumous recognition long overdue. For this is the rest of the story. Robert Southey was really quite a handsome man. He was tall and slender, large, brilliant eyes, and a prominent nose. His physical appearance was so striking that it was often the subject of comment. Admirers included Lord Byron. His ego aside, Robert Southey was a much-liked fellow. He was once described as so generous and kindly in personal relationships that he never lost a friend. A moralist, a humanitarian, an enthusiastic encourager of the young generations of poets, Robert Southey did have an impact on the literature of his times. But through the years, critics have generally agreed, the literary labors of Robert Southey will be recognized only when greater literature, and there is so much of it, he somehow forgot. He did write an astonishing variety of forms, poetry, biography, bibliography, and history. As an historian, he was among the first to record the development of the nation of Brazil. His chronicle of the Spanish insurrection against Napoleon was entitled History of the Peninsular War. That represents an uncommonly prodigious effort. His epic Joan of Arc is a searing and stimulating celebration of the French Revolution. And Robert Southey was also arguably the most active supporter of and literary contributor to the prestigious Quarterly Review. He penned no fewer than 95 articles for the Quarterly Review. He wrote of society, he wrote of religion, he got involved in politics, denounced free trade, and applauded the working man. If there was a form of literature, he executed at least some of it. If there was a topic to be covered, he covered it. And until right now, the chances are you never, ever even knew his name, Robert Southey. But I hope you'll remember it from this day forward because of a comparatively insignificant something which he wrote. He would never have imagined that posterity would come to know and love this little story. A story which describes, well, how can I say this? Describes the most famous home invasion. Yes, I guess that's the way to say it. The most famous home invasion of all literature. Of all the mammoth, monumental, magnificent works that Southey ever wrote, the histories, the epics, the strutting, the fretting of untold thousands of words, this one little story has eclipsed them all, has even eclipsed the name of its vainglorious author. All your life you've been able to recite by heart the charming and curious tale of Goldilocks and the Three Bears without ever a thought as to who wrote it. But now you know the rest of the story.